40 years of painstakingly embroidered tablecloths, Santa Clauses and even portraits that look like paintings are on show in Wairarapa to celebrate the local guild's anniversary. Marjorie McGregor set up the Wairarapa Embroiderers Guild, and in its heyday there were around 100 members. While the numbers are down, enthusiasm among the current members remains strong for embroidery in its numerous forms, from tapestry and cross-stitch to stump work. Arturia in Masterton is hosting More Precious Than Rubies, Treasures from 40 Years of Stitch. There's a photo gallery on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. I spoke to the Guild's immediate past president, Jenny Cox, and to the current president, Jenny Russell, who explains the exhibition's title.
Stitch is our embroiderers group. And 40 years ago, a group of women got together and became members, formed a guild, become members of the National Embroiderers Guild of New Zealand. And some of the founding members are still members.
I wondered if you were having any young people come in, because I have a sense that embroidery has a very long history, of course, but kind of went out of fashion a little bit, and like knitting is very much back in fashion. Are you finding some younger people taking it up?
Well, not in our guild per se, but in other guilds around the region, there have been, you know, a number of new younger members. Fortunately, we had our biennial general meeting in early July, and there were very few members under 40. So that's kind of a sad indictment of how it is, but I think it's relative in the sense that women work full-time, they have families, and the commitments just pile up.
Do you have any male members? Because there are male stitchers, for sure.
Yes, we do have one or two male members, not a significant number, but I can immediately think of three in, you know, other areas.
So how did you come to embroidery, Jenny?
Personally, I came from a family history of embroiderers. So my mother stitched and her mother stitched and so on. And it was always something that's been around in the family, and I just took it up. I didn't join the guild until about 10 years ago, just before I retired, because it is a very time-consuming thing, but it's very rewarding too and very cathartic. The fellowship is one of the most significant things about the group. We get along very well. We have so much in common, and we enjoy our stitching days together. And everybody does different sort of work.
I mean, you're an artist and an embroiderer. The portraits that you create are beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much. I like doing portrait painting as well. So stitching is a much more time-consuming type of portraiture, but I kind of feel that it's an old thing, if you know what I'm saying, because women did that kind of work way back. I've got some old embroidery books, and looking at some of the work they did, it was quite old-fashioned, and so what I do is a modern twist on it. What I like to do is to get a picture and then draw it onto the fabric, and in order to get the right nuances of light and shade, I photocopy the drawing and then highlight it with a felt tip pen. And then I can see on the work where it's going to be darker and lighter with ease. So I stitch the outline, and then I use a bit of fabric paint, and then I fill in the detail. So I like to do all the detail work with stitch. And I find it very rewarding.
It's a very painterly effect. Like from a distance, I think I would assume it was painted. And when I look really closely at the pictures, then I see the fine stitches.
Yes, and I tell people to touch it, because there's quite a lot of places where they don't see that it's stitched, but they can feel it under their finger. So, you know, that's quite an interesting side effect of it. Yes. It's a tactile thing, but then stitching is.
Will we see much in the way of experimental work in the Stitch exhibition? So we're going to see your portraits. Will we see anything else that's kind of pushing embroidery into new areas?
Yes, a number of our members have their own slant on traditional things. Embroidery is all about, you know, it's one of those movable feasts. But there is a great deal of skill in doing the very traditional work. And also it's very fine. Some of our members do the most amazing work. And it's a joy to see that it's something that will be passed on. And it's sad because I think those kind of arts are dying out in their way. Regalia for church and groups like the Masons, the embroidery that goes into these regalia is now done by machine. A lot of it is done by machine. And so it doesn't have the same effect as, you know, the beautiful hand-done church garments, you know, the priest's garments and the tablecloths and whatnot. But we do things that we can use in today's environment.
Jenny Cox, I want to bring you in here, and I was just thinking, there's tapestry, there's embroidery, there's cross-stitch. Are they all a subset of embroidery, or how do tapestry and embroidery fit together?
They do fit together. A tapestry is a little bit like cross-stitch, except it's usually done in wools, where cross-stitch is often done in finer threads. So it is all basically the same.
So they come under the umbrella of embroidery?
Yes, they do.
How did you get involved, Jenny, in embroidery?
I've always enjoyed craft, even from a young child, and I knitted. And when I was first married, I taught myself to crochet. Then one of the local colleges advertised classes at night time for embroidery, and I went there, and that was the beginning of the journey. I joined the guild after that and been part of it now for over 15 years or more it is.
What did you enjoy about it? As you said, you knitted, so you were in the craft world. But what does embroidery allow you to do that perhaps some of those other handcrafts can't?
More of a challenge. There's a lot of new mediums in stitching that I had never done. So I enjoyed learning those. That was a challenge, and extending myself like that. And I've learned a lot, absolutely a lot, since I started.
Looking at your work, it's so precise. But, I mean, are you such a perfectionist that if you look back on something and there's been even the slightest error or the stitch isn't perfect, would you undo it rather than leave it?
Sometimes I would undo it, and sometimes there are ways of incorporating it. You could put beading in, or you could do a ribbon embroidery over it. There are ways of covering up if it's only a small mistake, but if it was really big, then yes, I'd unpick it and fix it.
What has been your most ambitious and time-consuming piece so far?
The Father Christmas I did. That took a lot of time to do that. It wasn't a lot of different stitches or anything. It just took time to do it. But I also have a long hanging that was all different stitches, harding, a cross stitch, other kinds of stitches, and that took a long time to do.
A long time as in weeks, as in
months? Oh, yes. Probably a few months, actually.
Jenny Russell mentioned that a big part of the importance of the guild is the camaraderie, you know, the fellowship.
Definitely.
Yeah, you'd say the same thing?
Yes, definitely. Yes. If you heard our room sometimes, the noise is horrendous. Yeah. We put the world to rights.
Do you think people coming along to the Stitch exhibition will be surprised at the range of work that will be on show?
Yes, they will. And they always, without fail, nearly everybody will comment on what wonderful work and how they wouldn't be able to do that. But they could. If they came and they learnt something from scratch, we're all helpful, we're all happy to work with people, and we could teach them. They would find the part that they like. We don't like all the different embroideries. People like Jenny, she's more artistic, so Jenny does her own thing. I prefer to look at a picture and work from that, trace the pattern and then do my stitching that way, or follow a chart. We're all different, but you can learn. Anybody could learn if they really wanted to.
More Precious Than Rubies, Treasures from 40 Years of Stitch is on now at Aratoi Wairarapa Museum of Art and History in Masterton. I was chatting to Jenny Cox and Jenny Russell.